coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
We're coming home.
Coming home, baby, now.
We're at least coming into the weekend.
I'm coming home, I know I'm over.
Little football, little sunshine. Little Brewers, Brats, and beer. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm here for the last segment of the day with Brian, my fantastic producer. We're talking about the new NFL kickoff rule. Like, in short form, what they did is they basically make the kicking team wait, and they brought the teams closer together so that there's less time for the team that's running at the receiving team, the kicking team, to build up ahead of speed, and there's less distance. So it's less likely to result in catastrophic brain injuries. They also think it's more likely to bring about kickoff returns, more likely to inject some excitement into the game. So those are the rationales. I'll give you my opinion. We'll ask Brian what his is. But first, let's start with your opinion. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Good idea? Bad idea? Don't care. We've got Susan in her car. Susan, what do you think of the new NFL kickoff rule?
I don't like it. Looks more like an onside kick to me. So I don't like it.
Does it make any difference to you that it is nearly certain that fewer traumatic brain injuries will occur on the kickoffs because of it?
Well, I'm sure that, I mean, that because I'm an empathetic human being, yes, I'm guessing that's the truth. But I really haven't seen anybody running, I mean, any more returns than before at this point. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but yeah. But I don't know. To me, it looks odd. That's all.
Yeah, it does. I think. Thanks so much for listening and calling, Susan. Please drive safely out there. Have a great weekend. It does look more like an onside kick. I mean, this is more like what it looks like. I'm going to give you my take, and then I want to hear, Brian, what you think about it. The fundamental tension in football is that the thing that makes it entertaining, our reptilian brain's appeal to the game, is its violence. But it's the violence, of course, that makes the game at its base really, really dangerous. Now, I don't know if any of you have been on the sidelines of a pro football game or a sport of similar level. I have. I have a friend who is a sideline physician in the NFL. This is next level stuff. You have men that minimum 250, some nearing 400 pounds, running faster than you can ever imagine. It is scary. And I'll just say to you from my personal athletic experience, first of all, we used to listen to Rage Against the Machine to get ourselves ready for kickoff. Like, that was it. And then basically we'd like be slapping each other like, who's got first hit? Who's got? I mean, we had to like get amped up. For those of you who have never listened to the show before, I played collegiate rugby. And that was the time when it was more likely that some player would get knocked out. Like, it was the kickoffs. And I also was often the one that received the ball because it was a good idea to have one of your bigger players, if they've got good hands and pretty quick feet, to receive the ball. I have gotten laid out a few times. It was by far the scariest moments that I've ever played in a rugby game were always the kickoffs. Also pretty satisfying. I mean, you put the big old hit on, that's a little fun. People enjoyed it. It was entertaining. Now, Brian, so I have very mixed feelings about this. I hope that it reduces the amount of brain injuries, but I do think it does lose a peg or two in the excitement factor. What are your thoughts, Brian?
Well, first off, I'd say I've met a lot of NFL players, and one of my radio co-hosts for a good year or so is a former NFL player.
Yeah.
I've never met one that walked correctly.
Yeah.
Ever. Nope. I've never met an NFL, former NFL player that walked okay afterwards, separate from brain injuries. That being said, they knew what they were getting into. They, not one of them is like, man, that sucks. Because all of them are like, it's the not taking care of afterwards. It's the, hey, you got a brain injury, good luck with that. You knew it was going to happen.
Well,
it's
well,
that attitude just, that bothers the heck out of
to me. To play a devil's advocate for a moment, I don't know that recently, right, like as of today, football players are much more, it's they know that there is risk of CTE, right?
Yeah,
like
for
that's
sure.
Now known.
For sure.
A long time ago, basically the NFL was suppressing that information, right?
Yep.
They had brain, so the idea of consenting to play this game with full information, that actually wasn't true until the lawsuits, and you had the Players Association suing the NFL. I mean, so back in the day, I don't think there was full information. Heck, there wasn't when I was playing. I have probably had upwards of 20 concussions or so. I have been concussed on a rugby field, shook it off, and went back out to play.
Yeah, rub some dirt on it.
Right. Now, rub a little dirt on it. Like, can you breathe? Can you run? Can you sort of see all right? Is it blurry, but just around the outside's cool? There's the ball. Go hit somebody. A little different now. Kids are pulled from games. Let's see if we can at least squeeze one more caller. And Jesse from Madison, what do you think? New NFL kickoff rule, pro or con?
Yeah, you know, I think at first it felt a little weird to see something different. So yeah. At first, you know, that's my knee-jerk reaction. But when you think about it, it doesn't affect really the outcome of the game. It's not like, I got over the pitch clock thing, but it's not like putting a runner on second just because it's the 10th inning. That changes the outcome of a game. This doesn't do that. It just saves people's brains, at least some. And if you think about how the NFL is where all college football is trying to matriculate to, and all high school football, something like 2% of collegiate Division I athletes make the NFL. So think about all those people. Like, if they change it in the NFL, they can change it in college, they can change it in high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, especially at the high school level. There's no doubt about that. Here's one. Why is there a kickoff? Why not just
give them the ball
and
in
let
the end
them play
zone.
Some
that's where you start, and
yeah.
You have to run it in.
Yeah. Go ahead. Lots of solutions here. Listen, folks, enjoy your NFL viewing if that is your bag, man. And if it's not, enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been the Friday installment of the Maggie Dawn Show. My thanks to Brian Kelly for being awesome all week and to each one of you for listening. And let's end as I always do. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. But keep it locked here because the Dom Salvia Show is up next, folks. Don't miss it.
Nobody's stronger than me. Nope.